The gospel reading comes to us today from the third chapter of the Gospel of Luke, beginning with verse 7 and concluding with verse 18. Listen to and for the word of God. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." This is the word of the Lord. The hope, peace, and joy candles are lit. Advent ties the preparation for the birth of Jesus to the climax of redemptive history. This third Sunday of Advent focuses on joy. My friend Steve Hayner, who was a longtime Presbyterian pastor and president of InterVarsity and retired as the president of Columbia Theological Seminary, passed away in 2015 of pancreatic cancer. We all know, folks, in fact, there's never a good time to pass, but we lost an incredible human being in Steve Hayner. But he defines joy this way, and I quote, "Joy is not about my circumstances, but rather about being held and sustained by God's love." Joy is not about my circumstances, but rather about being held and sustained by God's love. Steve did not lose joy, despite the circumstance of a very painful way to die with pancreatic cancer. He was a consistent testimony that he was resting in the loving arms of God, and the circumstance would not determine joy in his life. His life spoke to so many, it spoke to mine, conversations with him over the years. But the point is, I can only speak for my life right now, not yours, which I know you're eternally grateful that I just don't go through our congregation every week and say, "But I know you're struggling with this." No, but it's circumstances can own me at times, particularly the ones that are difficult. And I think you know what I mean by that. Life becomes defined by the difficult circumstance. And it's hard sometimes to break away. But joy is not defined by circumstances. Joy is rooted in the very character of God and our dependence on him. And so that's the journey of being a Christ follower, that we never do it perfectly, but we can implement the promises in Advent of the hope candle, the peace candle, and the joy candle. Joy is not determined by circumstances. So we participate in God's limitless future rather than being bound by the limitations of present circumstances. Joy meets us in the exiles and threats of love. Joy meets us in the exiles and threats of love. Many people at this time of year feel exiled, that is, marginalized from others because of the downturns in their lives. Others won't risk loving due to the threats of being hurt and the general brokenness of life. Do you know how loved you are? I hope you do. You are loved. And that's a good place to start each day. You're loved by God. You're loved by others. Circumstances might be coming undone and, in a sense, owning you, but you are loved. I am loved. You are loved by others. I am loved by others. God is always with us. When Stephen Colbert, the host of CBS's The Late Show, was 10 years old, his father and two brothers were killed in a plane crash. Stephen was the only child still at home with his mother in the years that followed the tragic plane crash. In an interview with GQ, Colbert was asked how he dealt with the death of his dad and two brothers without becoming angry and bitter. Colbert said, "I was raised in the Catholic tradition. That's my context for existence. To know God, to love God, to serve God, that makes a lot of sense to me," Colbert says. "I got that from my mom and my dad and my brothers. I was left alone a lot after Dad and the boys died. And it was just me and Mom for a long time. And by her example, I am not bitter. She was broken, yes. Bitter, no." We all can struggle with bitterness, but my friends, bitterness can take your life away. And so anger needs to be dealt with, or bitterness can consume us. That's the good news of the joy candle. Circumstances that cause us to be angry and then to be bitter that it's happening to us, God is saying, "I am with you. May you have joy that I am with you in the midst of a most difficult time." Zephaniah and Luke tell a story of how worshiping our God of unconditional love transforms us in the exiles and threats of love. Worship brings us face to face with God, the one who loves us the most and knows us the best. In Jesus Christ, we become reconciled with our God and one another. Sandra Maria van Opstal, who I've been quoting each Sunday in Advent, writes this about worship: "Hospitality and solidarity lead to mutuality. First, we say we welcome you. Then we stand with you. In mutuality, we say we need you. Engaging each other's forms of worship and worshiping together across differences leads us to a deeper place of dependence." I'd like to add that concept to how I come to worship every week, that I come to worship not just because I'm leading in it, but because I want to be with you. And in worship, the hospitality that we show one another, the welcoming that we show to one another, invites us into solidarity. So hopefully, we all hold in common right now the hospitality of being welcomed and greeted to be a part of this family today. And then we can stand in solidarity and mutuality and share this common experience of walking with God in troubled times. We need each other. Each reading shows us how to live so that we are ready for Jesus to meet us in the warp and woof of life. The prophetic word of Zephaniah exhorts us to cling to God's strength and salvation in the midst of condemning voices. In Luke, the preaching of John the Baptist helps us to look to Jesus, the one who gives us in word and deed the unconditional love of God. And both texts demonstrate that when we think all is lost in the exiles and threats of love, God gives back God's very self to each one of us. When we cling to God, we experience unconditional love in a way that wipes away whatever is owning us at the time. Well, Stephen Colbert allowed joy to transform his experience of tragedy. You can too. Joy lifts us out of exiles and threats that exercise ownage of us, just like Mary's knowledge of her pregnancy and the accompanying questions of how and why. Once she embraced God's choice of her as the mother of the Messiah, society's scorn no longer owned her, although the exiles and threats continued throughout her life. Friends, we need Jesus to experience transformation and joy. The joy promised by God is good news, even though there are constant exiles and threats to love in our daily existences. Finding and experiencing joy in the midst of the exiles and threats of God's love for you is possible. Homecoming is now, but not yet. Salvation is now, but not yet. Transformation is now, but not yet. Hope, peace, and joy are now, but not yet fully fulfilled. That is the promise of Advent. So be led into freedom, my friends. Make your supplications with thanksgiving and deep joy. Become the benediction. Keep being the church. Expect God's reign of peace and justice. Manifest care and concern for others. This is the good news of Advent. Would you say that with me? This is the good news of Advent. Amen.